Let's get started with Baba Basra, Daf Mem Gimel. Baba Basra, Daf Mem Gimel, and we are on Mem Beis, Mem Beis, the last three words, Umeidin Ze Laze. So we just had a statement of Shmuel earlier. We're talking about the Mishnah, we're really in the second half of the Perek, and the Mishnah had said that there are a number of people that already have a prior relationship with these, with the Marakama, and with the property, and therefore they cannot create a Chazakah, because they went down Birushus. They already had a prior context, a worker, a sharecropper, an apotropis, and therefore they cannot create a chazaka. And then we had a machlokas between Shmuel and his father, Avuah de Shmuel and Shmuel. What about an uman versus a shutaf? Do both of them we say ain't no chazaka, or Shmuel is machalik between uman and shutaf? And then we quoted a statement of Shmuel related to shutafin. And one of the statements was, me'idin ze al ze. The partners could be made for each other, which we said we have to get back to. And that's what we're doing right now, having to get back to that. Me'idin ze al ze, that they could testify on each other's behalf in the financial matters of the shutfin. So ask the Gemara, why would that be? Amai nogin be'edusanhein. They are nogeya be'edus. They have a vested interest in the property, right? They half own it. So how can we trust? And therefore, the Gemara has to come up, as we'll see, to a 3 or 4 step ukimta. What exactly is the case that Shmuel says that they are not nogeya be'edus? Because the usual understanding would be that they are nogeya be'edus, and the Gemara, as we just said, will come to a couple of layers. But a couple of points that the Rishonim bring to mind. That is, first of all, the Rashba. What's a nogeya be'edus? Nogeya be'edus means if I'm an external party and have a vested interest. Here, am I an external party? I am the party. This is worse than nogeya be'edus. This is what we would call baldavar. Why does the Gemara even use the lashon of nogeya be'edus? It's not just a third party that would get hana. Kashuli, asked the Rishonim. I'll read it for the Rashba. Lashon nogin be'edusan to ka'amar. Tahacha bale davarhein. Umeid la'atzmohu. Ve'enu nogeya be'edus. He's being made for himself. He's a co-partner. He's not just a nogeya be'edus, somebody who's tangentially related. These are partners. He's being made about his property. So why does the Gemara call it a nogeya be'edus and not a baldav? That's the question of the Rashba. So the answer the Rashba gives, and the Ritva, is that it's lav davka. Don't take it so seriously. V'yesh lomar de'orcha de'tamudahu de'margish b'teretz she'yachol l'taretz ha'mataretz. It's already alluding to what the Gemara is going to give us an ukimta, dahainu shemistalik mimena v'nozol l'chaveru, as the Hashem will see in a few minutes. L'fichach makshav ozil b'lashon nogeya be'edus ukedemashe l'basof. Fine. So, because the Gemara kind of already knows the answer, that's why it uses the lashon of nogeya be'edus, but don't get so excited about that usage. But related to that, before we get back to that, is the question of the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid asks a question here, and that is the kind of the opposite. The Rashba is saying it's worse than you think it is. Ask the Tosas Rid, but why don't you say it's okay and it's not so bad? Why? Why don't we say palginon ne'emanus? Why don't we say they're believed, one shutif is believed lagabe his friend, his partner, but he's not believed lagabe himself? We say that often, various contexts. Why don't we say palginon ne'emanus here? Pirish, says the Tosas Rid. Apagav de lagabe karo palginon sadusa. Even though, regarding a karov, a relative, sometimes we say that we do split. V'yamrinon apagav de lagabe karov lo mehemin lagabe rachok mehemin. You might split a duyos when it comes to a relative. So what's the difference between a relative and this case by a shutaf? Lagabe didei tu nogeya be'edus u'mechavein lahana aso. Here he's a nogeya be'edus and he has kavana to get benefit, financial benefit from this case. Ki heichi dile didei lo mehemino nalei. Just like we wouldn't believe it for himself, we wouldn't believe it for his friend. We think that he might lie because he's being mechavein for his own benefit. Hi, what about cases of Karov, as we'll see? Hasam Mishum Delovi no Gea, Shalo Yikari no Gea, Elokishim Miskavin Lana Aso. He says it three times. Avobaber Krovo, Gzeras Melechu, Shalona Aminenu. But a relative, that's a Gzeiras HaKasev. The Gemara is going to see it later on, but in a couple of months. We'll see Moshe v'Aaron, right? They can't testify on each other. Do we think they're going to lie? They're two brothers? No. Gzeiras HaKasev. Fionam aminim oso ala rachok. So you believe him for the rachok, but not for the karav. That's the Tosfos Rid. Meaning, what's the issue behind the Tosfos Rid and the Rashba, and what the Rashba does not say? So the Achronim explain that we know that there are two ways of understanding the psul of Nogea Be'edus. That I have a vested interest. So the simple understanding of Nogea Be'edus is that I may lie. I have a good reason to lie because I have a vested interest, so I have no reason, I have nothing motivating me to tell me the truth. That is one idea of Nogea Be'edus. Or, and that could be what the Tosfos Rid is holding. The Tosfos Rid says, you can't say Pagid and Dibur here, Pagid and Neman is here, because Nogea is all about Chashash B'Shaker, so you might, we're going to say halachic, legal splits, Lamaisa, he's going to lie, because he has a vested interest, right, because it's his property. So, nothing to talk about, forget about Pagid and Nemanis. But it's not like a case where, what do we say, Pagid and Dibur, Pagid and Nemanis? Ploni, Ravi, Lertzoni, cases in Mesechus Sanhedrin, Daf Tes and Yud, right, where there's no vested interest, you're describing an act that took place, and therefore we might split it. But in cases here, you have a vested interest, and therefore it would be a problem. The Rashba, and this is explained by, if you look in the footnotes, a number of the Rishonim, they quote this from the various Achronim, maybe the Rashba holds otherwise, that it's not based on a Chashash Mishaker, it's based on Baldavar. Right, if you're a Nogea Be'edus, so you're considered a Baldavar. You're considered a party in the case, and that's why there's a problem. So if it's a formal problem of Baldavar, so that's why maybe you can split the case. And that's why you might say Pagin and Dibura. That was the question of the Tosfos Rid. He doesn't have that answer. But that's the question. And maybe that's the sense that you get from the Rashba's Kasha. The Rashba who asks, why does the Gemara say Nogea Be'edus, just say Baldavar? And his answer is, in a Chinam, he could have said Baldavar. But what do you see from there? That he's saying that the principle of Nogea Be'edus is Baldavar, and that's how one might be able to answer the question of the Tosfos Rid differently. You wouldn't be able to say Pagid and Dibura here because of Baldavar, right, in a Chinami, but that's what, if you look in the footnotes of the Rashba, he says, he looks at Rishul Grzovsky, to the MS, Efshar HaYeliashiv Kushizu, why did it say Nogea Be'edus and not Baldavar? Mishum de Nogea Psula Mishum Chash B'Shaker. Maybe the Tosfos Rid would have answered the Rashba's Kasha that way. You know why he says Nogea Be'edus? Because that's the message and the mahus of the problem here is chash b'shaker. Feel baldavar possible bishop adam karbei salatzvo. But afkamina mefshalomar pagin emanus. Right, that's the nafkamina. If you say adam karbei salatzvo and you're baldavar, so then you could say that it is, you can split the case legally. But sheikin, if you say it's because of chash b'shaker, then there wouldn't be any difference. Okay, we'll have to get back to that a little bit later. But that's the two issues that are brought up here by the Rishonim, baldavar and pagin and zibura, and the issues might be related, as we just explained. Okay, so we did the question. So again, back to the question. How could Shmuel say that the partners are believed about each other? Aren't they? They can testify about each other. Aren't they? No Nogea Be'edus. So the answer is the Gemara. Hacha, first step. Hacha Mayaskinan. The Kasav Leiden Udvarim Ein Li Alzadazu. We're talking about a case where one partner says to the other partner, I have no claims against this field. He basically removes himself from claims on the field, so he's not Nogea Be'edus anymore. Didu Dvar Mein Li Alzadazu. Right, the Rashbam quotes that Lashon is brought from elsewhere. If you remember from the end of Maseches Ksubis and Perek HaKosev, Lashon Chachamim Hu, second skinny line, Lomar Ein Li B'makom. That's Ein Li Dinu Dvarim. I don't have anything in the place. Lo Yehe Li, it shouldn't be for me. Hilkach, since he gave his chelek to the other person, so then he can be made. That's the only case that Shmuel says that one shutuf can be made for the other shutuf. Again, in a regular shutuf case, no geb edus. He can't testify. But in this case, of Ein Li Alzadazu, that would be okay. Says the Gemara, v'chikasav lo mayhave. But what do you mean? Even if he would say such a thing, mayhave, why would that be significant? We learned also in Maseches Ksubis that lashon does not work if you already own a certain property. But Tanya, the Brisa says, Omer lechaveru, din udvarim ein li alsadezu, ve'ein li esek ba. I don't have anything to do with this field. I don't have any esek with it. V'yadi mesulekas himena. I have removed my hand from it. Lo amar klum. That's meaningless. Why? As the Rashbam quotes the Gemara Ksubis, that lashon of I'm removing myself works to prevent property from going into my rishus. Because you can't be forced to be kona something. So that type of washer is, I'm not interested. So that works. But once something is yours, how do you transfer it? You can't just say, not interested. That's not the lashon. That's not a lashon of hefker. That's not a lashon of hakna'ah. You can't just say, I'm removing myself. A sealant does not work like that. And therefore the Gemara says, that won't work if they're already partners. And one wants to say, ainli al sadazu, that is not going to be strong enough. Says the look at the Rashbam. He says, ain ze lashon matana lachavero. If you want to give a gift to your friend, you don't say, I have nothing to do with this property. That's not giving him. Elo lashon tfilahu. It's more of a prayer. Halavai shelo yechelik basadazu. I wish I wouldn't own this. Okay, that might work if you didn't get it yet. Right, because you can't be forced, but that won't work to be makne. Because manshalo amar yehi nasun lecha not yehi nasun lecha sadazu lo yasa dain mershuso the ain toface lashon ze ela badavar shadayin lo zachabo. Only if you haven't been zocha yet, then you could say such a lashon of I hope I don't get it. For who masne alav shalo yehi shalo kishiyavo as manshal asul zakos boso davar. And when the time comes that you're going to get it, you can't be forced. The ain, here's the principle. The ain adam zocha. Bidavar balkarcho. Person cannot be forced to accept something. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want a gift. Sonim atanas yichya, as we discussed yesterday. And I don't want to be kona something. I can't. And therefore, the Gemara says, this won't work. Where does this work? So again, as the Rashbam quoted, where I didn't get it yet. Where also might it work? That's the sugya of mechila. Mechila, if I'm owed something. So there also, there's a discussion how mechila works. If I say, don't worry about it, you don't have to pay me back. So there, it's not fully in my possession. Even if you want to say, right, the question of the how you look at mechila, is it a siluk or is it a hakna'a? You owe me money, it's as if I have it and I'm being marketed back to you. Even if you say that, it's not really in the person's reshus. I didn't get the money yet. Even if you have a very strong lashon of what mechila tzara kinyan or ain tzara kinyan, as the Gemara describes in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin. But even if you see the stronger view of tzara kinyan, it's not the same, and you're still preventing collection of the chiyuv, and therefore siluk might be able to work. But again, siluk could only work if it's not a, if a real hakna is not needed. But you might say it's a similar idea, not similar exactly, but certain contexts don't require a full kinyan. What about bir chametz? Or bitul chametz? Bitul chametz. So what do I have to do? So all the different days in Pesachim Daf Beis, what or Daf Dalet, but bitul chametz is. Is it hefker? Is it not interested? The first Ramban in Pesachim, beautiful lashon of, what is it? What is bitul? Bitul means I express disinterest in the chametz. Eino rotze bekiyumo. I have no interest in this item being here. We combine all the lashonos lamaisa. We say it should be like hefker, that's tosfos. It should be like the dust of the earth, that's like the Ramban. So what am I doing? I'm removing interest in this item, and it's like the dust of the earth. Why would that work? What do you mean? That's not a lashon of hakna. The answer is because the Gemara describes, both in Pesachim and I think in Baba Kama, that there's a tenuous connection anyway between chametz and the owner. Right, the din of Rabbi Yishmael, shnei dvarim she'inam b'rshuso shaladam, va'asan ha'kasav kilu hein b'rshuso. There are two things I don't really own. The Torah considers it as if I own it for certain halachas. Chametz is asur bahana. I don't own chametz. A barber is a rabbim. It's not mine. I dug it in the street. But the Torah says, you're responsible, you're connected. So if I have that tenuous connection anyway, so then maybe just removing myself would be good enough. Right? Yadim, like here. Removing myself could prevent something. I can't get something out of my rishus. So there too, it's not really in my rishus anymore. By chametz. Once the iser comes. And that is why that could work also, even if it's not a real hakna, it's just an expression of disinterest. Eino rotze bekiyumo. And therefore, similarly here, this expression of disinterest is not going to work if I really have a strong kinyan on it, but if I already have if it's not in my rishus yet, or I already only have a tenuous kinyan on it, so then it would work. So that's where we're still with a question. So again, Shmuel says the shutfim can testify for each other. What do you mean? They're no gibbe. The answer is, oh no. One said to the other one, I have no connection to this land. Ask the Gemara, but that doesn't work. So the answer says, hacha b'mayaskinon kishakanu miyado. there was a kinyan chalipin done. And once there was a kinyan chalipin done, so that is why it would work even with this type of lashon. Kishakanu miyada. One does a kinyan sudar, and therefore, as the Rashbam says in the last skinny line, v'hashta di'ika kinyan moel hatznai. Because once the kinyan is done, as we discussed a couple of days ago, the lumdus of kinyan chalipin, how conceptually it is unique, different than other kinyanim. Hachav eskinah b'shakanu miyada. Once the kinyan is done, so that's why it would work. The Ksosi has a kasha here. He might not have had a Rabbeinu Yonah. So Ksosi has a kasha, gives a teretz, exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah asks and answers. So what are we saying now? You did a kinyan. Are you able to do a kinyan on something that you don't even have in your rishus? Generally, we assume not. Generally, we say, let's say that the din of Rabbi Yochanan, Gazal Velonis Yashua Bailam. Somebody stole something from me. I didn't give up hope. Can I be makdashit? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, nobody can be makdashit. Shneim einu chalim makdisho. Zelafi sheinu shalom, v'zelafi sheinu b'shuso. The gazla can't be makdashit because it's mine. I can't be makdashit because the gazla has it. So we're stuck, so nobody can be makdashit. You need shalom and b'shuso. So the ksos here quotes his brother. The ksos says, I don't understand. He said, quote, the kutras asekos is the ksos's brother. So the ksos, it's Ibn Lama Zayin, v'hiksha achi hanavon, Rabbi Huda Kohen, my insightful brother, right, says, ask me the following case, right, Navon, Bina, there's a difference between Chacham and Bina, we'll talk about it better in Parshas here this week, says the Ksos, Kai Malon, Gazal Venos Yashua Bailam, Enam Yechol Mahakdisho. So here too, here by the case of, well, he's also alluding to the case we're going to get to in Ezra in a few minutes, by Karka here, somebody else is he's removing this. There's a machlokas here. One's going to testify for the other one. Why do you have to testify? Because somebody else is being masik in it. So is that in Rishus? And even if you want to say karka ain't in exelis, so maybe it is considered in the Rishus, we're going to have a case in a few minutes about a Sefer Torah with partners in about a Sefer Torah. What testifies? They both own it. They're both part of the city. And one's going to testify for the other one. But it's not in their Rishus. So I don't understand how any of this can work, asked the Ksos's brother. So the Ksos says, he says, maybe it's based on, it's interesting, the Ksos says this, but not for now, but he says, maybe it's like a bon ke'echon type of idea. Somebody's squatting on this land. But right when I testify, if it's accepted, then memela, it's mine. Because karka doesn't move, you're squatting illegally, so it's basically mine. And Bezin will remove you from the property. So once I accept, so then it isn't my rishus. So it's not like stolen is somewhere else where I don't have it. So therefore it says the Ksos is like a Ba'in Ke'echad idea. Hachanami Gabi Karka, Bishosha Makneu Lishutafo, Hariika Eidim Varaya, Viyucholotio Badayanim, Ubaba Vasachas Rishuso Vikiniaso. So maybe that's what is going on here, says the Ksos. And the Rabbeinu Yonah also here says a very similar idea. Rabbeinu Yonah says, he says, Viafagab, the Koshi Yocholotio Badayanim, Mekdesho and Okado, Shafilba Makarkoi. Right? How could I get this? How could he be machnidus b'chalipin to his partner if he doesn't have it in his rishus now? He says im hakna'a yochal akona lo tziyu b'dayanim. It kind of like works. It works together. Okay. Why is this interesting that Dafka the Ksos says this? Because if you remember, we've quoted many times, not recently, but in the past, the Ksos and Simon Reish discussed that the concept of bon ke'echad might be a unique concept that only applies by gerushin and shichur. So that's a magical concept that you have to have something that you have to own it before you do the kinyan. But there's this concept that as long as I do the kinyan, I own it at the same exact conceptual moment, and it all works. Right? Bon, how does the Isha get her own rishus and accept the get if she can only have her own rishus after she accepts the get? Right? It's circular. So bon ke'echad, that's the magical principle in the halacha. How can an eved become free? If he doesn't call mashe kana eved, kana rabo, how can he get a star shichur? Bon ke'echad, it happens in the exact same moment. See here too, so Ksos says there that's a unique concept by get and shichur. And here he's expressing it by a different context, by shutvin, by kinyanim. Okay. But either way, that's the suggestion of the Gemara. Maybe they did a kinyan chalipin, and that's how they can give it to each other. Says the Gemara, "V'chikano miyado mayhave." We're still pushing. Even if there was a kinyan chalipin done, there's still a problem here, and there shouldn't be allowed. They shouldn't be able to testify for each other. Why? Harima mida b'fnei balchovo. What does that mean? I am expressing that I am the partner and I'm giving it to you. I'm expressing that this used to be mine and now I'm giving it to you. Therefore, what about in a few months from now? What if I owe somebody money? I have a creditor and then he's going to come collect money from me. And let's say I have no money, that he's going to be able to go to this property, which was mine, and his claim predated my ownership, so he's going to be able to collect from there. So therefore, I'm very happy that this is... I testify that this is my property. I still have a vested interest. Why? I don't want to be a guy, as the Rashbam says, lova rasha v'lo yishalem. I don't want to be somebody who has no money to pay back, and my creditor can't, and I'm going to have a bad reputation. I'm not being able to pay back my properties, either from the stuff that I still have, or the stuff that used to be mine. So therefore, I still have a vested interest. Even if I give it to you down the line, I'm very happy that my Baal Chov will be able to collect from it. And therefore, says the Gemara, V'chikana, even if you have a kinyan chalip in my Hare, Hari ma'amida b'fnei Baal Chovo. And I am being ma'amided, I am establishing it in front of my Baal Chov, who eventually might be able to collect. To Amar Rav and Bar Shmuel, Mishmei de Shmuel. Hamocher sadol achaveiro shelo b'achrayis. If I sell you a property without achrayis, meaning you're not going to be able to come back to me to collect, ein meid lo aleha. I cannot testify. What do you mean? Right? I'm never going to have to pay you for it. No. Because I'm being mamited that this used to be mine, and this is lukuchos, and as the Rashbam says, you don't want to be lover Russia below Yishalim. Fourth wide line in the Rashbam. So you still have a vested interest. So why is this mutter? Why would you be able to testify? Answer, hachamayaskinan to kabil ala achrayis. You're not going to be lover Rosh Hashanah anyway, because you are mekabel achrayis to pay back from somewhere else, right? Sixth line in the Rashbam. To kabel alei achrayis, hai shutaf lachaveiro, mima shehiknelo. Right, you are makabal achrayis from the shutaf. Therefore, nobody's going to lose except for you, and therefore, it is okay. Says the Gemara, achrayis deman. Which achrayis are we talking about? Which, when are you going to have to stand up and pay back? Inim achrayis da alma, if it's achrayis in general, not bishvil a specific chov, but people are going to say, the Ma'ar is going to say that this field never belonged to you, right? The Rashbam explains, this field was my forefathers. So then, inim achrayis da alma, kol shekin d'nichale. So surely that would be something that he would be interested in, because he would be testifying against that. Ella achrayis da asile machmate. No, it means he could testify about his original title because he doesn't accept any achrayis if anybody comes and testifies against that. So he has no vested interest about that issue. He has achrayis based on if there is a creditor of his that's going to come. But that, either way, bimanavshach, he's going to have to either pay anyway or not pay anyway. Regarding an issue about his original title, he's potter, he's not going to pay anyway, so it doesn't hurt him or help him. And regarding a creditor of his, that's going to have to come and collect, so he's going to have to pay anyway. So, Lamaisa, there's no vested interest which this testimony would help, and therefore, there is no reason that they can't testify for each other. Period. So what do we say, Lamaskana? That Shmuel says, when Shmuel says that one aid can testify, and one shutif can testify on behalf of the other shutif, it's a very limited case. It's only where one shutif says, "Ein li alsada zed dinu dvarim," and they do a kinyan chalipin, and he accepts achrayis for asile machmate and not achrayis to alma. Period. Second half of the discussion. One second. If somebody is what we might call a nogea be'edus, and then he removes himself from being a nogea be'edus, does that solve the problem? Can you just remove yourself? But then we learn in the Braisa, B'nai Ir Shenignat Sefer Torah Shalahen, a city, the Rachman al-Assan, the Sefer Torah was stolen from the city, Ein Donin B'dayne Osa Ha'ir. When you maybe found the Ganav and you're bringing him to a Din Torah, the judges cannot be from that city. Why? They may be in Raya, may actually also Ir, and the Edom can't be from that city. Why? Because they have a vested interest of punishing this guy, they want to get their Torah back. So therefore a jury has to be from outside the state. Right, you have to do it from somewhere else. Via Misa, but if it's true that you could just remove yourself like the Shutif did, so Lislaku Beitre Minayu Viladainu. So why don't two of them just remove themselves and judge? What do you mean remove themselves? You know, some will say that they're not going to, you know, take part and be connected to the Torah anymore. You know, they're not going to listen to the Torah anymore. They're not going to go to shul anymore. Kriyas HaTorah. So why do you say that? So the answer is, no. What are they going to remove themselves? What? They're in the city. Shiny Sefer Torah, to Lashmiya Koi. There's not much that they could do. A Sefer Torah is there, Lashmiya. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, what was the Havamina? They should remove themselves and say, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li Al Sefer Torah Zeh. Okay, but what's the answer? What does that mean? L'shmi akoy ve'ein yachol l'salek atzmo shelo yehei nogea be'edus. There's no way, unless you move out of the city, there's no way that you cannot be a nogea be'edus. Shaharei nehenebo. You get hana'ah from hearing the Torah. V'yotze b'shmiyaso. Your yotze by hearing. El imkin yelach lo ladur b'ir acheresh lo yena b'kriyaso. Your yotze, and therefore, there's no way to... In Achinami, theoretically, maybe you could remove yourself in other cases, like our case of Shutfin. But here, there's no way to remove yourself unless you move away. They're not moving away. And therefore, we say that it is impossible in this case. Interesting. Which chiyav are you being yotze with? Right, we usually assume that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur, not a Chovas HaYachid, right? Only one time a year is it a Chovas HaYachid, and that's Parsha Zachar. But other than that, only it's a Chovas HaTzibur. So it's interesting, Lashon, the Rashbam says, the Yotzei Bishmiyaso. It might not mean literally. It might just mean that you're taking part of the Kriyas HaTorah, of the Takana of Moshe and Ezra, and you are being part of the Tzibur. But it might not be Yotzei a Chiyav Prati. Number one. Number two is interesting. We usually have the principle of mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu, that mitzvos aren't defined as hana'a. And here the Gemara and the Rashbam talk about hana'a issues, getting benefit. So again, it might not be halachic benefit, but it might just be lamaisa, you're still connected to this. And therefore you can't say yadi misulekes mimena. So again, both of those are issues, but probably can be answered by saying it's lav dafka, a chiyuv that you're being yotze with, and lav dafka, it's hana'a. That halachically is a problem. The final point to make on this tiny little line of Lishmiyakoi is relating to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Lishmiyakoi is the language of the Gemara. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim about the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, mitzvah Taryag. The Sefer Achinuch discusses this in the last mitzvah Taryag, but there is a well-known shita of the Rush. When is shita of the Rush? What did the Rush say? So let's just review for a second. The Torah tells us in the end of the Torah, Kisvu Lachem as Ashir Azos, Olamdas, Ibrei Yisrael Sima B'fiem, which we usually assume is writing not just the Hazinu, but also writing the entire Torah. And that's what the Sefer HaKhanef says in Mitzvah's Taryag, and it's Tavinu, Lihios, Lakolish, V'Yisrael, Sefer Torah, Im Kasvu, B'yado, Harei Zemeshubach, V'Ne'ehav, Ma'od. It's very beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, you have to write it, could you yarshin it, but that is that the Gemara says, Beferish. Abba Mishin, Nichalo, Avosa, V'Adam, Sefer Torah, Mitzvah, Lakasa, Mishalo, Shnebra, V'Atah, Kisvu, Lachem, Azashir, Azos. What's the Rush? The Rush that's discussed, the Rush is quoted by the Tour in Hilcha Sefer Torah. The Rosh says, Bizman Hazeh, when none of us learn from Sifrei Torah, right, we just put it in the Aron and we lane from it, so the mitzvah today is writing and buying Svarim. Because that's all, after all, what we learn from, and isn't the mitzvah, said the Rosh, all about learning Torah? And that's why Ha'idna Shekosin Sefer Torah is a Simin Reish Ayin in Yaradeya, Avaloina Shekosin Sefer Torah, Umeinichin Osaba Beis HaKnesses, Likros Bahem Barabim, Mitzvahs asay al kol Yisrael asher yado maseges lichtov chamisha chumshe Torah u Mishnah v'gemara u pirusheyem lahagos bahem hu banav. That's the mitzvah. Unbelievable. Mitzvahs ksivas haTorah hi kedei lelmod ba dechsev alamdas bnei Yisrael sima befihem vayideka gemara u pirusha yada pirusha mitzvos v'hadinim al borgyan v'lochein hein hein asvarim she'adam mitzuva lakosvan v'gam shalom lomachram im lo motar v'lisa isha. So to write svarim, to collect svarim as part of the mitzvah, says the chiddush. The big mystery is, says the Rush. The big mystery, machlokas nosei kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef and the Shach and the Taz, did the Rosh switch the mitzvah or did he add on to the mitzvah? According to the Rosh, there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah today. Mamish a Sefer Torah. It's only Svarim because we don't learn from a Sefer Torah. That's very hard to say that. Says the Beis Yosef, I can't fathom that. Lachei nirali, shalom ba'el l'chadish lanu chiyiv ksivas chumashev mishayiz v'gavarsim yoshev isra amakirasan shegamze b'chla mitzvah ksivas Sefer Torah. For she say, Yosef mitzvah mi lichtov Sefer Torah ola anicha b'esak nesat zos barabim. Ava lichtov Sefer Torah likros bahu bana pshita. Degamo izrazeu ikir kiyim mitzvah zasei. Says the Beis Yosef, I can't fathom that the Ruchinuch is throwing out the part of the mitzvah of Ktiva Sefer Torah, it has to be a little of both. But if you look in the language of the Rosh, and if you look in some of the other notes of Kalim, they're not so clear. But either way, meaning, how can you fundamentally argue on the Rosh? Besides within, even if you want to say it's about Limud, the fundamental way is saying, the mitzvah of Ktiva Sefer Torah is separate from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's two separate mitzvahs. Ktiva Sefer Torah is there to have it as a symbol, to have it as for the mitzvah of Kriya, not specifically to learn from. Separate Talmud Torah and Ktiva Sefer Torah. Right, so maybe this little two words in our Gemara kind of like puts out a feeling for that idea. Sefer Torah is different. Delishmiya koi. Doesn't say delilmod koi. Lishmiya. That's all about hearing. And we have to hear the Sefer Torah. Right, so it's not against the Rosh, but it's interesting that that's the way that the Gemara formulates the idea of having a Sefer Torah. It's Lashmiya, therefore you can't remove yourself, but that is a big discussion. The Shagas Aryeh has a couple of tshuvas about this, where he argues with the Rosh. He talks about maybe there's not even a mitzvah b'zman hazeh for different reasons, because we're not b'kiyum b'chaseros b'yaseros. That's the Shagas Aryeh based on the Gemara Kiddushin. Either way, this is an important line in the Gemara. We continue. Ta Shema. Try again. Again, this issue of can you remove yourself? That's the ukipta that we just made for Shmuel. You can remove yourself from being a nogeh v'davar. Ha'omer t'rumana l'bnei iri. If somebody says, give a mana to the people of my city. L'bnei iri. What's the halacha? Sorry, I just lost the place. Same thing, because they're no gebedus, because they have financial vested interests. So am I. List lakube trey nafshayev ledaina. Why don't two people say we're not connected to this? Answer: Achanami b'sefer Torah. When it says mana there, it means mana towards a sefer Torah. So it's the same issue that you cannot remove yourself from that. From that case, Tashma. Let's just finish a little bit, and then we'll come back to the major, another major issue that the Rishonim talk about here. Tashma ha'omer tnu mana la'aniyei iri. Please give money to the poor people of my city. Ain dunin b'dayne osa ir. You can't judge with the judges from that city. Ve'im avin raya me'anshi osa ir. And you can't bring a raya from, can't bring edim, can't bring dayanim. So, says the Gemara, one second. Matizbara, before we finish the question. Aniyim shakli, dani mifsali. It's going to the poor people. So why should the judges have any vested interest? Why should the judges have any problem? So Ela'ema ain't done in bedaine aniye osa ha'ir. If the judges are the poor, so then they can't judge. Ve'ema vi'en raya me aniye osa ha'ir. Says the Gemara of Yamai, l'spalko be'tre nafshayu v'ledainu, same thing. Why don't they remove themselves? Sachanami b'sefer Torah. Maybe also we're talking about a Sefer Torah, right? And that's why you can't remove yourself. V'yamai kari lu aniyim. But if it's a Sefer Torah, so why does he say, I want to give it to the poor? Says the Gemara, "Da hakol eitzel sefer Torah aniyim heim." If people don't have a sefer Torah there, they're called poor. They're aniyim. How can you consider yourself rich if you don't have a sefer Torah in your city? The Rashbam's lashon: Shekulon tzrichim lo v'derech bnei adam likro bnei iro aniyim k'she'ein lam sefer Torah da aniyas gadol huzeh. This is how you. How you? There's nobody poorer if you don't have a connection to a sefer Torah. Answer number one, Ibayisema, or totally different answer. Maybe really it is about literally aniyim. Literally aniyim. So therefore, why are the dayanim excluded? Ubid aniye da ramu alayu. It's the poor people that they're responsible to take care of. So therefore, if the aniyim have more money and more things, then I have to pay less. I still have a vested interest. I have to give less stock up. So Gemara says, hey, if you dummy, what exactly is the case? If it's a case where everybody has a set amount to give anyway, so why is there a vested interest? Let the two people who are going to be the aid and the dayanim, let them just give their set amount, then they have no more vested interest, and then they can judge. So what's the problem? Either, no, there is no specific amount given, so therefore it would still be vested interest, no matter when they judge. Or even if it is, they do have a specific amount, and it's still good for them. To keep it to Ravach, Ravach. Even if they would pay their amount, no matter what, even sometime in the future, it's going to affect them. If the aniyim have more, they're going to have less responsibility. Even if they gave this year, the next year is going to be less. Once the aniyim have more, it is good for them, and that's why they're going to be excluded. Okay, one small point and then the larger point. Now, the Chashuk Yechemin here discusses what happens if somebody Sheila. I'm sorry, wrong one. The next case. Adam Ashir Bana. What is the case? Adam Shinadat Staka Lir Shakul Aniyam. A person was no debt to get staka to a city that are all Aniyam. Ve'elafanino Ir Shakul Aniyam Lalechem. And the cities around aren't totally poor. But there are two cities. One of them doesn't have a Sefer Torah. One of them doesn't have a mikvah. Which one does the money go to? So the one that doesn't have a Sefer Torah goes to the other city to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And the other city, Ein Mikvah, Vanashim Halchos Litva, Biras Mucha. But it's Avdol, Ami, Lathesis, Kazbi, Astaka. Im La'ir She'ein Ba Sefer Torah, or La'ir She'ein La Mikvah. So he says, Lo, Baba Basra, Daf Mem Gimel. Right, if you don't have a Sefer Torah, you're called poor. So maybe, halachically, when he says, I want to give this money to the poor, we could say, interpret that means the poor to the city that doesn't have a Sefer Torah. Right, La'or Zos, Yitachain, Shimna Roy, La'havir, Kazbi, La'ir She'ein La Sefer Torah. As long as they're going to use the money for the Sefer Torah and not for other things. But he says, if you look at it a little more in depth, it's not so pashut. He says, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in terms of mutual communal responsibilities. A mikvah is a communal responsibility. Okay, you miss a Kriyas HaTorah because it's too far. That's not so bad. Miss a night of the mikvah. Maybe that's more serious. And then he quotes Chassav Sofer. I don't know if we've quoted this before. The Chassav Sofer in Yerideya, in Zeman Reish Mem Vav, talks about a case where somebody gave his svarim to someone else, al manashu yimsar osam lebeis hamedrash. Right, he wants to give them the base of Adish. And the old zoos also need to build a mikvah. So what do you do with the svarim? And the chasam sofer paskin, also l'shanosim. You have to give it to the base of Adish. Why? His lashon is, Iyechsha lahachlif be'er mayim chayim le'be'er mikvah mayim. Right, the Torah is the be'er mayim chayim. So you can't switch it. That was the lashon of the chasam sofer. Fine. So he says, you can't switch it. But he quotes his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, who says that Chassam Sofer was only talking about Bizmano, where if there was no mikvah, they'll figure out a different way to go. But he says, Shebechol mikre, kol anashim ayitovlos, v'chol anidon ha'ilo to'elas ha'tzibur, shalit tzarkol olech hazalakam racho. Avol b'yameinu, sheish bekomos, there was a river. Avol b'yameinu, sheish bekomos yishuv, sheilu ha'yisha mikvah, ha'yu chelik me'anashim tovlos, u'kish'ein mikvah, yisharu b'tumasam, b'zev vadai, she'ein zeh mitzvah zu teklal, and for sure, if there's any chshash of bitl ha'tfila, for sure, the mikvah comes first, and before the svarim, before the Sefer Torah. Okay, so that's what he says, if those are the choice. But then he says, Lamaisa, you might say that you gotta find poor people. When the person said, I want to give it to Aniyim, he doesn't mean either of these Tzrachim. Right? It doesn't mean Mikveh, it doesn't mean Sefer Torah. Okay, there's not a whole city that's full of Aniyim, so find Aniyim in the city. Even though he didn't find the city that was called, Rubo Kukulo, and just find a city that needs it. Okay, that's actually the smaller idea. The major idea that we really need a whole shiur for, but it's Babashu Mem Gimel. This is the source of it. It's the Rishonim's question on the Gemara. Right? The Rishonim say that later on, on Davkuf Chav Ches, that's in a long time from now, but it's in a couple of months, 128. Davkuf Chav Ches, the Gemara talks about Chiloso Bakashrus, Bapaslus Vesofa Bakashrus. Let's say, when a certain event happens, I'm related to the parties involved. And then later on, I'm not related to the parties involved. Somehow I'm not related anymore. So the Gemara talks about that. That's a problem. If Tchilasa, when the Maisa happens, there is a Psul, Nogea Bedover, or Karov. And after that, somehow it solves itself, then you're still puzzle. So ask Tosfos, what's the Gemara's whole Havamina here? Let him remove themselves. Ask Tosfos, ask the Rashba, ask all the Rishonim. Vim Tomar, Vihabi'inan Tchilasa, Vesofa, Bakashrus, Vahachavi Tchilasa, Bipsul, Vavi Kimo Karov and Nisrachik. It's like a Karov, that was Nisrachik, and that's puzzle. So, various answers given. But the root answer, what's the main issue? The Rimigash. This is top five Rimigashes in the Masechta. The Rimigash says, the principle of Tchilaso, Bipaslus, Bisofo, Bikashrus is a problem if you start off as a Pasul aid and then you end up being a Kasher aid. But if you're not an aid at all when the case happened, so then that the principle doesn't apply. This gets us into the issue of, in Eidus, there are certain people. What if I come to, we know Nipsach HaKarav Apostle, Eidus Mbetela, right? If one of the group is Apostle, the Eidus, we throw out the whole group. What if I come to Bezdin with my dog? The dog is Apostle Aid, and therefore you throw the whole group out. No, that's crazy. A dog is not Apostle Aid. A dog is not an aid. Right? So if I come with a non-Jew, what, that ruins the whole group? No. The Achronim assume that a guy is not Apostle Aid. He's not an aid. So sometimes you have the question, when is somebody a problematic witness, and when is somebody not a witness? Only Nimsach HaKarav Apostle is only when you have a problematic witness, not if you're not of a witness. So the Rishonim here give different answers. But what about Nogeh B'Davar? What about Nogeh B'Davar? Is that a... What's an answer to Tosfos' question? Tosfos does not give this answer. What does the Rimi Gash say? Rimi Gash says, here's the beautiful Lashon, Shanya Da Mida. Rimi Gash was very early, right? He's the Rebbe of Maimon, the Rambam's father's Rebbe, right? The Talmud of the Rif. So the time of the Bilsa, the Shanya Da Mida, big difference. Mishum demand the Mati Lehano Misaduse, somebody who gets Hano, somebody's on Nogeh B'Davar, Lav Bar Edus Nihu Bahahi Milsa Klal. He's not an aid. To havadi lo maset inish lanafshe v'lek alei shem aid klal. To al pishnayim aidim yakum davar amarachmana. Alma inish lagabi nafshe leka alei shem aid klal. And therefore, when he's basalik himself, so now he becomes an aid. Shilasa bakashrus. He didn't become an aid until now. But regarding a karov or a gazlan, you are a pasul aid. And now you want to become a kasher aid. That's the problem. Avagabe pisul krivos o gazlanus kiva tegufa achrinahu telochaz lasude aid pasul mikri. All the Rishonim that don't give that answer obviously don't hold to this principle. In this context, nogeh b'davar. Again, this might relate to how we started off today's shiur. Is it a chash b'sheker? Is it a chash b'shaker? Is it a bal davar? Might relate to that. But the Rashba and Tosfos, they don't give this answer. They give a different answer. They say there's a different type of psul, but they don't see this be saying it's a shame aid. Delo shayach tchilaso b'pasul sakha kiva shame pasul's toli b'gufo ela b'mamon. By a nogeh b'davar, the principle doesn't apply. Only by a case where it is a psul inherently in who you are. In a karo, right? The Rashba also expands on this. Only by psule haguf, by a ganav, by a gazlan, by a karo. That's the language of the Rashba. Just expands on Tosfos here. He quotes this from the Ravid. Ki be'inon ha-chei hanimili pepasos de gufa, o pepasos de kurva, aval ha-chei mishum chshada denogea be'dusan, v'chidisal chshada, ksheirin bein ledes bein ledin. It's not as fundamental of a problem. We think that you might lie because you have a vested interest. So once you remove the vested interest, we'll trust you. Doesn't sound like anything fundamental. The Karov, the other day, is those are different. There are other Rishonim also that here discuss this, but this is one of the major sugyas in Eidus, Nogeh B'Davar. When does somebody have a shame aid, and when does he not have a shame aid? Right? The Gemara that's quoted that is related to this is in Makas Davav. The language of the Gemara Makas Davav, the Gemara there, if you remember, said Nifsa Echa Karov Apostle, and according to one daya, you go by Eid Ro'eh, not just by Eid Hameyud. When do you become an aid? When you witness. So ask the Gemara there, that the murdered person, or the murderer himself, should ruin the whole cut. The murderer sees what he's doing. He's in the group with the witnesses. So Nifsa Echa Karov Apostle, do some Batela. So the Gemara says, oh, he killed him from the back. Right, all this ukimtis. But the Gemara's final answer is no. Bim mekayme davar kasam adaber. What's the answer? So the Rive there in the Rush and other Rishonim say that bring up the issue that it could be that a bal davar is not a pasul aid. The murderer, the murdered, that's not an aid. That's not a pasul aid. That's the Gemara Makas Davav. That's the crucial way to understand that Gemara. Achronim talk about six different people that might not have a shame aid. Again, not everybody agrees to all of these, but it's a question. Chereshota katan eved isha akum. Right, those six. Rav Shetel has to go to Tumim, puts all those together. Chereshota katan eved isha akum. Those six people might not have a shame aid. Again, also an animal, right? And also maybe here, no gabadover. But at least those six, Evet Cheresh Shota Katan Evet Isha Akum, right? Those six have that this related issue. Okay, again, there's a lot more, but let's continue. So Shmuel had said that the two partners could testify for each other. He also said V'nasi Shomri Sachar Zelazet. That was also in the continuation of his statement. They are automatically Shomri Sachar for each other. Why? Because as we know, a Shomri Sachar doesn't have to get paid. Any type of benefit would be good enough. Ask the Gemara, Amai Shmir Babai. Nereshomer Sachar, why? Because you're watching for me and I'm watching for you. And we're responsible. But ask the Gemara, what about Shmira Babaylim? We know it's Beferish in the Torah by a Shoel, but we learned about Messiah that it applies to other Shomrim as well. If I work for you, so then, even by Shoel, there's going to be a Ptur. Right? If you're watching something for me, but I work for you, so then you're going to be Pater. Shmira Babaylim. Balav Imo. So ask the Gemara. Here they're working for each other. So therefore, why is there a Shomer Sachar? Therefore, they have responsibility to each other, and there's going to be a Chiyav. There's not going to be a Chiyav. It's Shmira Babaylim. Ask the Gemara. Amara Papa. De Amar Le. Shmarli Hayoma Nieshmar Lechalamachar. There's a time lag. One says, I'll work for you today, you work for me tomorrow. Great. And then vice versa. So at each time that one's a shomer for the other one, the previous one is not a shomer for the first one. So that's how it works. We have these ukimtas also in Babasi as well. Whether there's a svara for Balav Imo, we mentioned, is difficult, right? Seems to be exeris hakasav. Like, why should that be? Why should it be that that Balav Imo is a Ptur, especially by Shoel? But we did mention back in Mamatzi, if you remember, a couple of svaras given. The Sefer HaChinuch says, well, if he's working, so he's around. And he's around, so he should also be responsible for the item, which is kind of difficult because many times he's not around when the Ones happens. The Iker moment in time, as Tosa says on top here, the Iker moment for Balav Imo is when the agreement is made, not when the Ones occurs. So when the Ones occurs, the owner might not be there, and he's still going to be Pater, the Shoel, right? So it's difficult to say, but the Chinuch says that a mitzvah samech, and that's low plug. The more fundamental way of understanding, the Ralbag says this, and the Torah Tamima says this, in the Rishonim and the Achronim, is that fundamentally you can't wear two hats. A Shoel is indebted to the Mashiel. The Mashiel then can't be indebted to the Shoel. You can't wear two opposite hats at the same time. And that's why we say that in this case, Balav Imo, if I work for you already, so then you can't work for me, right, in that case. The language of the Torah Tamima is Mishun de bechlal I efshar lo adam echad shiyeh be'es uba'ona achas mishubad u'mishabed le'ish echad uba'ofan kazeh ein ashibet shalol uzuloso shibud gomer. Okay, that's the Balav Imo which we discussed at length then. It's an important comment on the Rashbam, but first we have to continue. The Rashbam here seems to say that the crucial moment is the time of the Gnev and the Ones, not at the time of the agreement, which is against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. So the Achronim discussed maybe a case of Shutfis is different, where you started off as a Shutf. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Machar lo bayis, Machar lo sadeh, ein me'abo aleha. If I sell you a house or a field, I can't testify on your behalf. Ve'esh achar yusu alav, because I have achrayas. Machar lo par, Machar lo talis, me'lo aleha. But if I sold you a cow or a talis, I can. Ve'esh ein achar yusu alav, because I don't have achrayas. So you ask the Gemara, what's the difference between the two? Did you accept? You can accept achrayas in both cases. You cannot accept achrayas in both cases. What's the case? Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the difference between the case of the karka and the case of the metaltolin? So we will only have time to get into the first one today. The second shot is on tomorrow's daf. So amar of sheshes reisha bireuvein. What's the case? The reisha, which is the case of karka, where he says he is not believed because achrayuso alav. What is the case? Said a couple of players. Reisha beRuvain shegadlos adam miShimon. Reuven steals the field from Shimon. Shimon owns the field. Reuven steals it. Tosfos says, and there are Edim. There are Edim that it was stolen. So Reuven steals from Shimon. Umachra leLevi, and then Reuven sells it to Levi. Va'asa Yehuda v'kama arer, and then Yehuda comes along and says, "Well, I'm the original owner. I don't know. You think that Shimon was the original owner? You stole it from Shimon? No, no, no. I'm the original owner." Says Yehuda. Delolezel Shimon la'asid le'la Levi. Shimon the nigzal cannot testify on Levi's behalf. By Levi, who now it was sold to, Reuven sold it to Levi, he can't have his behalf. Denichale dahadra. Because why? Because Shimon eventually wants to get it back. And therefore, he cannot testify on behalf of Levi because he has a vested interest for Levi to have it. Says the Gemara. That's the first line. That's the case of Machalo, it's the Gazlan that sells it. The Nigzal cannot testify against Yehuda, who is a totally third party. Says the Gemara, Vekiva de Asile de Levi, who hechei matzi mafik lemine. Understand, if he testifies it's Levi's, then how could he even get it, be motzi it later on, right? I can be motzi it. It's and therefore, because he won't be able to, why isn't he kashal edus if he's saying it's levis? Answer: Amar yadana dahai ara delav yehudahi. He doesn't say it's levis. He just says it's not Yehudas. I mean, it could be mine, but he leaves that open. But he can't testify on Levi's behalf and just say it's not Yehudas. That also is not good enough, and that is we don't ask any further details. The Rashba and the Rishonim here discuss. It's amazing that you wouldn't ask, you know, whose is it? No, I'm only saying that it's not Yehudas. I'm not saying whose it is. Right, the Rashba says, maybe you'd only say this by a Nogea B'davar, not a Karov. You might be Mechalik between different types of Psulim where you would be able to accept this. But the Gemara says, Ubai hus husa de kamafik la mi levi lifka mi Yehuda. I understand, so why is Shimon testifying like this anyway? He's testifying that it's not Yehudas, but why does he use the same raya, whatever raya that he has, to testify that it's not Levi's? Why does he want it to be in Levi's hands and not in Yehudas' hands? Da Amar, as we've had earlier, Hashini Noach Li Yerushin Rishon Kasha Emedu. He says Levi's an easier person to deal with. I don't want it in Yehuda's hands. I want it in Levi's hands. He's easier to deal with. Or v'ibayaseima, or a different understanding could go into Islay Sadi Lamar, Islay Sadi Lamar. Shimon the Nigzal and Yehuda, the third party coming in, they both have witnesses to back up their claim. So if Yehuda gets it, and Shimon now has to take it out from Yehuda, it's going to be trey or trey. I'm not going to be able to get it. You keep it in the hands of the muchsak. So I need to make it muchsak mine before Yehuda comes. And that is why, v'amar rabbanan, ara hecha dekaimah v'tekem. Wherever the land is, when there's trey or trey, it stays. That's why he wants Levi to have it and not Yehuda to have it, because he wants to get it to Levi. He'll get it from Levi, and then it'll be trey or trey. He'll be able to keep it. But either way, these are some of the details, understanding the first line of the Braisa of machalo bayis machalo sada. We didn't even get back to the second half of the Braisa, and we'll see there are other interpretations of this Braisa as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And that's when we will continue in these jam-packed dafim of Cheskas Habatim.